You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Clinton Edminster, who's a board member of the Creative Coast. Hi, Clinton.
Good morning.
Also with us is Molly Swagler, the Director of Community Engagement for SCAD. Hi, Molly.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be here.
And lots of ways to celebrate the holidays this weekend, including one of our wonderful local cabarets.
That's right. Starting tonight and going through Saturday, Key Change Cabaret is going to bring you rocking around the Christmas cabaret, where they're going to sing some really great songs by Elvis and Peggy Lee and the Drifters. So you can let your Christmas spirit ring every night at 8 p.m. at the Ben Tucker Pavilion at the Westin Savannah Harbor Golf Resort and Spa.
Excellent. And of course, Hanukkah began this week and continues, and you can celebrate Hanukkah this weekend.
That's right. If you make your RSVP tonight for a Hanukkah dinner that is tomorrow night, it's going to be a special lighting ceremony at Congregation Mikveh Israel at 6 p.m. is dinner. Service is at 7 p.m. And if you RSVP through the Mikveh Israel office by tonight, then you can make it for tomorrow's service.
Great. And now that's for Hanukkah, but also for Christmas. There is a great way to experience the original Christmas story in town this weekend.
Yes. The Performing Arts Collective of Savannah is putting on the Black Nativity, which they've done for a number of years. And this year, they're doing it again, bigger, better than ever. That's running Friday at 7:30 and also Saturday at 2 p.m. and 7:30. And that's at the New Generation Full Gospel Baptist Church. And this is a classical Christmas musical by Langston Hughes. It includes music, dance, poetry, and theater.
On Saturday, as your kids get like very excited because Santa is coming soon, there is a great way to keep your kids busy on Saturday.
That's right. This is where I will be on Saturday. It's at SCAD's Trustees Theater. That's going to be presenting the holiday favorite movies at 11 a.m. Ice Age, A Mammoth Christmas. At 3 p.m., it's How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And at 7 p.m., it's A Wonderful Life. And you're going to get to enjoy this Christmas movie magic and help local families and shelters in need. It's free for anybody who wants to come. You just need to bring some non-perishable food items at the door or a new in-the-package toy to benefit the Build-A-Bridge Foundation of Georgia.
And if you'd rather sort of travel back in time for Christmas, you can do that. Well, I guess Ice Age is traveling back in time, but a little more recent history.
A little bit more recently with the Colonial Christmas at Wormslow. And this is something a little different in that you are going to drive down that historic state site and go through the breathtaking avenue that's sheltered by those live oaks. And what you're going to get at the end of it from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. is caroling, burning of the Yule log, dancing to live period music, and the Colonial games and refreshments. So I'm not even for sure what that means, but it sounds like a fun step back in time.
And on Saturday night as well, there's a couple chances to hear great local music.
Yes, lots of great music. And get ready. So 7th Annual Holiday Hoedown, which is put on by the Accomplices and the Train Wrecks at the American Legion near Forsyth. There'll be food and drinks from Kayak Cafe and Southbound Breweries, and this event sells out every year. So buy a ticket now. And if you are one of the few sorry people who do not get to go to this, do not worry, little people of the world, because Rockin' for the Vets is happening at the Wormhole that same night. Tickets for that are just $5, or bring 2 to 3 cans of food. There's going to be music from 4 different bands, including Garden Giant, The Mercers, Mr. Wait, and all proceeds from the Rockin' for the Vets charity concert will go to the Chatham-Savannah Homeless Authority's Tiny House Project.
Well, Clinton Edminster, the owner of Starlandia Supply and Space Cat Books, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Emily.
And Molly Swagler, Director of Community Engagement for SCAD. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.